Hello and welcome to 2021 Bald Eagle Area Volleyball. I'm your head coach, Larry Campbell. I'm just reaching out to everybody, kind of get some expectations of what's coming on this season. As everyone knows, last season was a mess. COVID made issues everywhere, and I want everyone to be aware that those might still be a problem. As today, I got the information that my children who go to State College area are going to be masked indoors in all buildings because of the increase of rise here. So realize a lot of this COVID stuff is completely out of our control, and we're following whatever protocols that are handed down to us. So please, let's do our best to follow the rules, no matter how much we like them or don't like them. The rules are the rules. With that being said, this season, we're hoping to be some normalcy. Tournaments are back on the schedule. So this year, the varsity team will be traveling once again to the Bulldog Invitational, which is outside of Reading, and also North Allegheny Invitational outside of Pittsburgh, along with State College. The two far trips, we are planning to get out early and go and stay overnight. There will be rooms blocked off for the players, which will be covered by the Booster Club, but parents will also have rooms blocked off where you can choose to stay or not. Strictly up to you, just an opportunity. While at these places, we will try and get a tour of a campus in the nearby area of Reading or Pittsburgh and or Pittsburgh. I have found this to be a little more difficult this year with COVID protocols, but we might be able to even get a tour at the Reading one, Pittsburgh area ones I'm working on as we speak. That being said, this year, the geothermal has been worked on over the summer, and if your daughter has been in the gym, she'll be well aware of how hot it does get in there. Also, when it gets that hot, there's a lot of sweat that drips on the floor, and the floor becomes very damp, as I've seen many players slip this past summer. With that said, we usually do two-a-days the first four practices. We're only going to go single practices due to the higher temperatures and the fact that injuries are more possible with the slick floor, and I don't want to risk a player injury over an extra practice since we do stay in the gym basically all year round. With that being said, the junior varsity and varsity practices will be 3:30 to 6 o'clock. There will be a bus to get them there, but there will not be a bus going home as the late bus doesn't leave till 8:30. So that being said, I ask that all parents make sure their child has a ride or has someone there to pick them up at 6 o'clock, for I cannot leave until all the children have went home with someone that is okay. Hey, this year's going to be different. It's not going to be like it was last year or even for 2019 because we're not completely out of the woods yet. But that being said, hey, the kids are going to play. We're going to have a good time. If they show up and follow our three rules, you know, work hard, be a good teammate, and have fun. If we can do that, we'll be very successful this year. I know some of these kids have put a lot of time in to finally get their opportunity to be on a varsity floor, or be on a JV floor, and I want to make that the best opportunity for them possible. If you have any questions, you can feel free to email me. My email is Lawrence, L-A-W-R-E-N-C-E, .Campbell, C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L, at B-E-A-S-D.net. You can also find all of our information on the BEAAthletics.org. There, all schedules can be found. You can be updated. They're updated very frequently by our athletic director, Doug Dyke. Also, just be aware of what's going on and what's happening without it. Booster Club information will be coming out. We are going to need help with COVID. We did nothing in the entire season. So we're not able to raise funds. Also, JV varsity parents, we provide meals before every match. There'll be information coming out on this. Please be aware. There is a cost to this. We try and keep costs down as much as possible, but there is a cost to this, and more information will be forthcoming. If you have any questions, please feel free to email me. Enjoy the final week of summer, and hopefully we'll be in the gym rocking and rolling on Monday the 16th. Thank you very much.